Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the XT8 Pro Luxury Vibrating Stroker, 10 thrusting, 6 gear speed, 360 degree heating from X Space Cup. So this is the latest offering from Leighton. You can see the Leighton brand, and I love Leighton. Leighton makes great toys. I'm really excited to be reviewing their latest toy. So without further ado, let's jump into it. So first thing, this toy has like a Velcro strap. It's like a carrying handle, which I kind of get. It's big. It's big and it's heavy. So, you know, rather than hold it two-handed, because you can't really grip it one-handed. It's too big. It'll fall out of your hands. So you got to grip it two-handed. But, you know, that's kind of awkward. So they gave you, instead of just building handles into it, they give you this Velcro thing. It doesn't fit anywhere. You literally have to put it over the toy, and it kind of gets in the way. But I guess this was their solution, which we'll talk about. I'm just going to take this off, just so you know. I wanted to show the strap. So, yeah, it comes with a handle. So now you know. We'll talk about why that's silly a little bit later. All right, so this is the toy. You can see the Leighton logo. It's got the power. It's got an speed up and down. Well, let me just show you. Let me just turn it on. So turn the power on. All right. So you see the blue light, right? Now let me take the cap off. So there's the insert. See those red and blue crunch berries inside? We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But this is the toy. You can see, you know, it goes up there. This is at its lowest speed. So you can hit these buttons. So I'll do the plus and minus to show you what those do. So the plus and minus make the speed go up. So this is its top speed. It may be easier to see if I do that. Okay, so that's the top speed. And then the up and down arrows. Those increase the I don't know what you call it. So you can see right here, it's kind of just staying in that area. And then if I hit the arrow, it starts doing that. So, and then it's doing different patterns. So you get the idea. You get the idea, right? So that is that. All right, and then you can click it to turn it off and pause it, or you can hold it to turn it off. All right, there's also, see these little magnets here? So these magnets hold the cap, but they also hold a vagina hole cap. So this vagina hole cap hits onto the magnets and it adds like a little vagina opening to the thing. It's completely superfluous. You don't need it. You can stick your dick directly into the insert. But if you want this vagina cap, it has a little vagina cap and you can, all it does is it, see the problem is it just creates distance. So now you have to put your dick through the vagina cap to reach the actual toy doing all the work. But it's there if you want it. You got this kind of bonus vagina cap thing going on. All right, so I've kind of shown you everything it can do. Let me show you the insert to show you what's special about it, I guess. If I take the insert out, it has a bullet vibrator built into it, which you don't see a lot with Leighton toys. So usually Leighton, they go a little bit higher end. The whole bullet vibrator attached to the wire is a little bit like pedestrian. I expect more from Leighton, but I will take the bullet vibrator out for a second. All right, so let me show you the insert. All right, so see this, the blue and the red in it. So I'm just gonna turn this inside out to show you the insert, okay? All right, so here's the thing. These crunch berries don't do anything. They're not even made of a different material. I have used toys before that were like squishy, soft silicone or TPE, and they had like a ring built into the pocket pussy that was a more firm, rigid kind of silicone. So it created like different textures. You had rings of tightness inside the soft TPE. That's what I thought these crunch berries were. But they're not. They're just the same material. They just have color on them. So they put blue color and red color on these sections of the toy. And they're just three little nubs and they have red and blue coloring on them, and they don't do anything. They don't add anything. They're not even a different texture. They're not a different material. They're just bumps. And they colored them to create the illusion of like some type of composite toy, which I have seen before. I have seen composite toys before. This isn't one of them, but it creates the illusion of it, which I'm a little disappointed in. And then another thing, so once you put the bullet vibrator into the little thing, in order to get this down into here, because if you try to just push it down, you'll push the whole thing down. It comes with a wand that you have to push the insert back into the thing, which again is kind of awkward to have to use this wand. All right, so everything is now back together. Again, I had to use the wand to push the insert down to get it to fit. So here's the issue with this toy. I'm going to turn it back on just to show you. So the main issue is the toy isn't very powerful and it jams. Now with the one thing I will give it, the one feature I've been holding off on, see this little fire? You click the fire button and a big red LED comes on that shows the, here you could like, I mean you can't see that on camera, it's too bright. But it basically makes a red light come on. You can actually see the toy through this window, and it makes it super bright. It's a super bright, like, red LED. Here's the problem. I'm going to use this tentacle dildo to demonstrate. But, so it is jammed, right? So you can hear the vibrator still going, but it's jammed. Like once you lay off, it goes back. But this happened to me while I was testing the toy. I was using it, and if I tried to go balls deep, if I tried to like really thrust into it, it would jam, which is very disappointing. Very disappointing. And the reason why that's so disappointing is, let me turn this off. Okay, so the reason why this toy is so disappointing is because Leighton already made a better toy than this already. It's the XT5. It's also available from X-Space Cup, and it is this. So I've reviewed this toy before. I've talked about this toy a lot. This is a great toy. Highly recommended it. It's made by Leighton. It's made by the same company that makes the XT8 Pro Luxury Vibrating Stroker, except this one is way more powerful. So this one, you turn it on. Look, it's the same thing, right? Except in this case, you can go balls deep because you can adjust the angle, and there's handles on it. So you don't need a stupid strap. And their controls are right here on the handle. So you can make it go higher, and then make it go faster, and it doesn't jam. This thing works great. I love this toy. Let me turn this off. So here's the thing. These are both made by Leighton, both of them. So the XT5 is great, and it has handles, and the controls are very intuitive, and it doesn't jam. It has a very powerful motor. Okay, the XT8, which is the one I'm reviewing today, it's smaller, but it's really awkward to hold. So it comes with like a stupid Velcro strap that kind of gets in the way. And then it doesn't have much of a powerful motor. The motor is noticeably weaker and jams easier compared to the XT5. The only thing it has going for it, is the heat. Okay, that's all it has going for it. This LED light and the heat. But that's it, okay? So there's nothing else really going on here. If I have to choose between the XT8 and the XT5, I'm going with the XT5. It's much more ergonomical, and it's more powerful, and it doesn't have superfluous stuff, and you don't have to have a Velcro strap to hold on to it. So, but there's more than that. Let's talk about the price.
We have the XT8. You know, here we go. It is $169.99.
All right, it's pretty expensive. Pretty expensive. You're probably thinking, yeah, but you know that XT5, the one with the handles, that's got to be even more, right? No, it's $10 less. The XT5, also from X Space Cup. You can get both these from the website. The X-T5, which is better in every way, it doesn't have the heating, but who cares? The motor's more powerful, it doesn't jam, the controls are more intuitive, it's more ergonomical, and it's $10 cheaper. Cheaper! Now, the thing about this is there was a mini version. So here, this is called the Canon King, the X-T5. But then there's the Canon King Mini. And I reviewed this toy a while ago. And my criticism for this toy was the motor was too weak. The motor would jam. Whereas the Canon King worked great. But the Canon King Mini, the motor would jam. And so I recommended to get the Canon King. Now notice the Canon King Mini is only $119. So you're saving like $40 by getting the Mini. But the problem is the motor is weak. Now the X-T8, I strongly suspect that the X-T8 is simply the Canon King Mini with the additional features. So they added the heating and they added the bullet vibrator. And they added the little vagina clip-on, you know, cap. But at the end of the day, the bones of the X-T8 are the Canon King Mini. And the Canon King Mini is $120. Just take the X-T5, which is perfect, and add some bells and whistles to it. Make it even better. What is the issue? What's going on? Why are we doing this? Anyway, so do I recommend the X-T8? Absolutely not. It's too expensive. If you want to get a cheaper toy, if the Canon King at $159 is too rich for your blood, and you want to get the Canon King Mini and save $40, go for it. But the X-T8 is $10 more. It's $169. But it's just a Canon King Mini with some superfluous, useless features. I mean, the heating is nice. But the crunch berries are worthless. The vagina cap is worthless. So all you're getting is the heating. But they make... You can get a USB-powered toy heater for like 10 bucks that you can use on anything, a doll, whatever toy you want. It's just literally a rod that plugs into USB and gets warm, and you put into a toy for a few minutes, and it warms it up. All right, so this isn't worth it at all. $10 more for a toy that should be $50 less with a $10 upgrade, the math doesn't work. So I'm very disappointed, Leighton. Very disappointed. Now, look, everyone's got... you can't bat 1,000. I'll let it slide. You're still the GOAT. But you got to do better, all right? You made a mistake. It's time to, dust yourself off and, do better next time. I believe in you. All right. That's about all I have to say. So get the X-T5. Do not get the X-T8. They're both available on X-Space Cup. So I will provide a link to the X-T8. But, when you get there, I have to provide a link to the X-T8 because that's the product I'm reviewing, right? When you get to the X-Space Cup website, just click best selling, right? In the upper left corner, click best selling. And there it is, the X-T5. It's literally the number one best-selling toy for very good reasons. So just do that, all right? So I'm going to provide a link to the X-T8, but just go to the best-selling tab and get the X-T5 instead. Save $10, and it's just a better toy. I do have a coupon code, and it's good for the whole site. That's the best part. So it's not just for the X-T8. You can also use my coupon code for the X-T5. Which again, highly recommend. So just get that. Anyway, so thank you, X-Space Cup, for sending me this toy. I'm sorry it wasn't good. I'm more disappointed. I don't blame X-Space Cup. I blame Leighton. Leighton kind of cheaped out on this one. But get the X-T5. Excellent, excellent toy. And it's made by the same company, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, thank you very much, X-Space Cup, for sending me this toy. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.